Peter, over here!
Lift him up, Peter! Gentlemen, ladies, if we could try to be civilized about this. You will all be aware of the ordeal that Tina and Danny have been put through.
Tina, Lord, a few personal thoughts!
Which is why they have asked me, on their behalf, to express their thanks to all those who helped reunite them with baby Stevie.
How much is she paying you, Tina?
They are especially indebted to the Greater Manchester Police Authority.
How is Stevie, Mr. Sharp?
Was he armed in any way?
Gentlemen, may I remind you that this is a photo call, nothing more. Your questions will be answered in next week's World on Sunday. Now, if you've got your pictures...
Tina!
Tina!
This is the last call for flight K783 to Faro.
That's us. Look, if you'll just sign here and here, we'll be up and running.
60,000, you say?
What's the matter, Elliot? It's not wind, I'm
yes,
sure.
Yes, but
it's
not.
It's got a fever.
That's what
Robert
said, didn't he, T?
What?
Your dad, he reckoned 100 grand.
Don't ask me.
This is the figure we agreed.
I knew he'd cock it up. You're getting a bargain, girl. Where's the pen?
I'll need your signature as well, Tina.
Well, shouldn't we read it first?
And look, it's quite straightforward. We want you to give us your version of events. What happened when Stevie was abducted. How you felt, how it affected you. Your story in your own words.
You never told me you'd been talking to me, Dad.
I told you.
It doesn't make sense. You hate me, Dad. And nobody said anything about Portugal.
Will Harris and party for flight
K783
please make their way immediately to gate 11?
We haven't got time for all this.
Team, sign the bloody contract.
I think I might have been asked. That's all.
Right. Get out of here.
Come on, Steve.
The bedrooms are at the front. There's a cot for Stevie.
I'll go and put him down.
Right, you'll find the kitchen through there. And out here is the patio.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Oh, well, the view is breathtaking. I've heard on a good day you can see Africa.
But not the beach.
Sorry?
You can't see the beach. I mean, when you said sea view...
If there's a problem, I can make other arrangements.
I'm pointing out, that's all. Like you said.
Did I?
On the plane. Don't be afraid to point things out.
You went down like a lamb.
I think it's nice. Right then. I'll let you both get settled in. I'm staying at the hotel down the road.
There's loads of room here, you know.
Well, I understood you wanted to be on your own.
Did we?
Well, that's what I understood.
Well then, I suppose you must be right.
Should we say 2 o'clock?
You're not wasting much time. We haven't eaten yet.
We've got a lot of ground cover in the next 3 days. Right. I'll have some lunch sent over.
Right.
I blame you, Dad.
What?
I mean, the Algarve. I thought there'd be shops and bars and people from Basildon. I didn't think we'd be dumped halfway to nowhere.
I don't believe you sometimes. Danny, this is your idea.
You don't mind, do you?
I haven't got much choice, have I?
We deserve something after what we've been through.
If you say.
All we have to do is talk.
Your speciality.
We don't have to tell her anything we don't want to. We just stick to what we've agreed and, hey, presto, we're 60 grand richer. What could be simpler, eh?
Maybe.
Well, then, no point getting your knickers in a twist.
Danny, behave yourself.
Come on, teen. I'm not made of patience.
Oh, now look what you've done.
He'll keep...
No, no, look, I better go in. He'll want his feed.
Yeah, don't we all, girl?
Hi, I'm Sophie Harris. There's a reservation?
Sí, señora. Room 227.
Look, I don't suppose you do sausage and chips.
Señora?
Or sandwiches will do. I want some sandwiches sent across to the Villa Mar Vista. Can you do that?
Sí, señora.
Good. Excellent. Is there a key?
Ah, there is a problem.
What?
A man in your room.
What?
He will not leave. He says it's okay.
Well, of course it's not okay.
He says he knows you.
Oh, great. Terrific.
A wandering minstrel, I, a thing of death.
I might have guessed.
Hi there.
What the hell are you doing here, Louis?
Well, I thought you might need a gopher.
Out!
Oh, come on, Soph, don't be like that. I forked out 500 quid to get here.
Five?
Well, no time to pack. I had to get clothes and luggage at the airport.
Frank knows about this, does he?
Well, he will when you phone him and tell him how indispensable I am.
Oh, God, thanks a bunch. Louis, you're supposed to be in Manchester keeping an eye on the doting grandparents. Look, don't you realise how important this story is?
Maureen's gone to Manchester. I've covered my tracks.
Look, why can't you just do what you're told? You're lucky Frank hasn't fired you.
Ah, luck is it? And he's me thinking it's because I sleep with the right people.
I'm not joking, I mean it.
Oh, I thought you'd be pleased. We hardly see each other these days.
Don't we? So why am I always tripping over you?
Ooh, I see, right, fine. If that's how you feel, I'll bugger off. I haven't unpacked.
Well, obviously you're here now.
I won't get in the way. Scant's honour.
Somehow I doubt that.
You're coming in? The water's lovely.
I've got a meeting at 2.
Time for a quickie, surely.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Oh, so?
And don't leave puddles on the floor.
I think you're asleep now.
Excellent. Right, do you want to sit there next to Danny?
Yeah, if you like.
Right then, let's get going. To begin with, why don't you tell me a bit about yourselves?
You know all that.
I'd like to hear it in your own words. Tina, do you want to start?
If you like. well, my name's Christine Hamilton. Tina for short.
Or Teen.
Yeah, Danny calls me Teen. I'm 21. I come from Manchester. My dad's an accountant. Sort of. He works for the council. My mum doesn't work. Well, not paid work. I'm engaged to Danny. I've got a little boy, obviously. He's called Stevie. I used to work for a building society.
You sound like a parrot.
I'm just telling her who I am.
You're not making it sound very interesting.
I think we should let Tina introduce herself in the way she feels comfortable.
Yeah, but there's more to it than reciting facts, isn't it?
Oh, you do it then.
Tina, you're doing fine. It's exactly what I need.
No, if he's the bloody expert. Let him have a go.
No sweat. The name's Danny. Daniel Kevin Sharp to me, friends. I'm what you call one of the lads. Of course, I'm not one of them macho gits who beat up grannies or piss on the terraces. That kind of scum should be locked up, if you ask me.
Here we go.
Well, I reckon hard work never killed anyone. Like my job, removals. I'm in Hull one day, Coventry the next. I've no time for them moaning minions who doss around all day and reckon the world owes them the price of a pint.
That's all fascinating, Danny.
I reckon people should get off their arses once in a while.
But I think you're a bit ahead of me.
What?
Well, I thought we'd start with a few basic facts and drift on to personal philosophy later.
I knew that wasn't what she wanted.
Maybe if we start at the beginning.
Yeah, that sounds a good idea.
Where did you meet?
Charlie's.
Who's Charlie?
Well, he's not actually a person.
Nightclub.
Yeah, but that was the second time we met.
Was it?
Yeah, first we met at the Building Society. He made a deposit.
That doesn't count. You were just the cashier.
Yeah, but if you hadn't brought your cheque in, you wouldn't have recognised me at the club.
I didn't recognise you. Not at first.
You could have opened an account with a bank and got off with someone else.
Don't be soft. I'd still have chatted you up.
Yeah, but who's to say I'd have listened?
Anyway, we met.
Yeah, at the Building Society.
And then at the club. Then I coaxed her back to my place.
What, the same night?
Yeah, we didn't hang about.
She doesn't need the gory details.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
The same. It wasn't, you know, a one-night stand. It's nothing like that.
You know how these things are. You see someone and you think, yeah, I'll have some of that. Next thing you know, there's tights in the sink and the phone bill's gone through the roof.
Danny!
Well, I'm right, aren't I?
When was this?
Last summer.
Easter.
It was later than Easter.
Yeah, but we'd been going out for a while, though, hadn't we, before we moved in together?
What? Oh, yeah, it was a fair few weeks.
I mean, we were engaged in that.
And, of course, Stevie was on the way by then.
It was all above board.
Look, nobody's making a judgment.
I never said they were.
You've been through a very traumatic experience. Now, I want to make sense of that experience. You know, find the universal truth it embodies.
I thought you wanted to sell newspapers.
Well, that too, of course. Look, I really do appreciate what you're doing. A lot of people in your position would sooner forget the whole sorry episode. But, I mean, if we're going to get anywhere, you know, we have to trust each other. We have to be honest.
Yeah, I suppose.
Painfully so, if necessary.
Boa tarde. Stevie!
Oh, no, this must be Maria.
That's my baby! Give me my baby!
Jean!
Have to give it to me!
What have I done?
Tina!
Shit! Interview suspended.
Jean!
Tina, if you'll open the door, we can talk about this.
Go away.
Maria is a trained nanny.
I know babies. I have a diploma.
Hear that, Teen? She's got a diploma.
I've never asked for a nanny.
Well, somebody must have asked. We wouldn't have gone to the trouble of finding her otherwise.
Don't look at me.
Look, Tina, we've got a lot to get through. Someone will have to look after Stevie.
Come on, Teen.
You're making him cry now.
Let's talk about this.
I'm not coming out.
Right. I'll come in then. Teen, I'm not messing. That's better. Now, what's all this nonsense, eh?
She screamed at me.
I don't think it was personal.
If you want, I go.
No, please.
I must go at four.
Four?
To the school.
What school? I thought... I was told you were a qualified nanny.
As well. I study for college. I come afternoons only. Senor Rivera did not tell you?
No, Senor Rivera did not bloody tell me.
And evenings, an extra 2,000 escudos.
Oh, I really don't need this.
So I'll go at four, okay?
Maria, yes, fine. It's 2:50. Let's not wish our lives away.
All sorted.
Thank God.
Just a little misunderstanding. Isn't that right, Teen?
You frighten me. Silly, really.
I take him now.
Well, yeah, okay.
Why, he's lovely. Stevie.
Stevie.
That's more like it.
Right then, why don't we leave Maria to it?
I don't want to talk now.
Look, I think we need to.
No, she's right. We've only just got off the plane. We're entitled to a bit of a rest. We think we should leave the talk until tomorrow.
We don't have that kind of time.
That's what we've decided.
If it's all the same to you.
Right. I see. Well, we'll call it a day then, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that.
Look, I don't suppose... I mean, since Maria's here now, I mean, off the record, there's a bar at the hotel. And I could certainly use a drink. Oh. Ooh. If only England were more like this.
Yeah.
Oh. So hot. And so peaceful.
You know what really gets me? That cow who nicked Stevie, the police reckon she won't even go to court. Psychiatric, they reckon.
She has been locked up.
Hardly the same, though, is it, if there's no court case? What's she going to get? Art therapy, that's what. Where's the justice in that?
I feel sorry for her, really.
Our child was abducted.
She didn't harm him, though.
Would that make it okay, does it?
I never said that.
Sound like it.
Well, sometimes people do the wrong things for the right reasons.
Yeah, I suppose that's it.
What good's forgiveness? That's what I want to know. People don't appreciate it. You just end up being made a fool of.
Yeah, but that's...
There's
that's
no yet but about it. It's a fact. Open your eyes, girl.
I think I'll go back now.
We only just got here.
But you can stay if you like. I don't mind.
Look, Steve, he's in very good hands, you know.
All the same, I feel a bit tired. It's a long flight.
Don't be like that.
I'll see you later.
Well, do you want to come after her?
She's a big girl now. She can find her own way back.
We seem to have upset her.
Thing about Ting, I love her and all that, but she lets things get to her.
Well, she has been through a lot in the past couple of weeks.
What, and I haven't?
No, of course. You both have.
But it's okay now, isn't it? We wouldn't have agreed to talk if we had not Stevie back. That would have been sick. But the way I see it, everything's all sorted out nicely. Wide well on the downside. What's this stuff called?
Siesta sunshine.
Morris, isn't it? Kim?
Look, about tomorrow morning. Maria's not free until one, so, maybe Tina had better stay with the baby, and, you can give me your side of things.
What, just you and me, eh?
Well, if that's okay, we can use my room here.
Yeah, well, whatever takes your fancy.
Right, then.
That bloke's got his eye on you.
Who has?
That poser in the pool.
Mm. Do you think so?
All the same, that type. Anything that moves.
Oh, what? Any tired old hag?
No, I didn't mean it like that. Don't have to be 18 to be sexy.
Well, that's a relief to know.
How come you got a pool and we ain't?
Oh, it's not mine exclusively. It comes with the hotel. I'm sure you're welcome to use it.
I'll give you a race if you like. Do you think we need cozzies?
No, well, thanks for the offer.
Where's the joke?
I've got work to do.
Not till tomorrow, you haven't.
Maybe Tina would like a swim.
Nah, she's not one for shipping off. She gets embarrassed. I tell her, nobody's bothered what she looks like, but she won't listen. Away up. The man from Atlanta's coming over.
Greetings.
Not today, pal.
Ah, Louis. Come and meet Danny.
Eh?
Danny, this is Louis, my goofer.
I do.
I thought you were on your own.
Yes, well, I'm a sucker for these sun-kissed boys. Danny was just saying how keen he is on swimming contests.
Right, sure. I'm game for a couple of lengths.
Nah, second thoughts, I better be heading back.
That's a pity.
Keep her head happy. Come on in the morning, then.
Yes, at 9:30. Don't be late.
I'll be there. No sweat.
Have I interrupted something?
I think he's falling in love with my tits.
Oh, easily done.
Oh, I can't believe I've got another 3 days with these people.
Well, Soph, if you will volunteer for these tatty little sob stories...
Oh, but that's it! I don't want a bloody sob story. I want something hard and dynamic. I want their anguished souls splayed across 5 pages of newsprint, and so far all I'm getting are their shoe sizes. Frank will not be amused.
Mm, at least there's some good news.
What?
Well, I met a nice man in the village this afternoon.
I've told you about nice men. You'll get into trouble.
He gave me some stuff. 1/2 ounce, little more than a tenner. I love this country.
You're amazing, Louis. You haven't been here 5 minutes.
It's a natural gift. Shall we adjourn to the boudoir and sample the wares?
Oh, yes, please. Mm. I knew there had to be a good reason for wasting my time with you.
Dad, listen to me. You're not listening to me.
Christine, we'll get nowhere if you're going to be hysterical.
I'm not hysterical.
Let's look at this rationally. You've signed a contract. It's a bit late to start changing your mind.
I'm not changing my mind. I just think you might have told me.
I thought Danny would have told you.
Well, he didn't.
I see. Well, I must say that's pretty much par for the course, isn't it?
We're not talking about Danny. We're talking about you arranging things behind my back.
We talked about this. I distinctly remember
that. No, you talked, Dad. You and Dan. I didn't agree to anything.
Look, love, I don't see why you're making a fuss. This is money for Stevie. Money to buy a nice house. How else are you going to afford that? You don't seriously imagine Danny will ever have the wherewithal.
The photographer has to go soon.
Okay, Laura, 2 minutes.
Dad, are you still there?
Sorry, this isn't the best time.
Who are those people?
What people?
I can hear voices.
Look, Christine, talk to Danny. He knows what's been agreed.
I don't see why we have to make things up.
Yeah, hang on a minute, love.
Dad!
Look, you know what these journalists are? They'll twist things any way that suits them. We have to play them at their own game. We mustn't tell them anything that can be used against us.
I've got nothing to hide.
But that's not entirely true, is it, love?
I want to talk to Mum.
Your mother's busy at the moment. She sends you a love.
I just want to be at home.
And so you shall be. When this is all over, you and Stevie can come and stay as long as you like.
Robert!
I really have to go now. Speak to you soon, love.
Bloody typical.
Now what?
I've just seen Maria sloping off down the road.
I said she could go home.
Oh, nice one, teen. That's our night on the town down the Carsey.
Oh, I didn't think.
There's a novelty. Good job I took precautions.
I'm sorry about earlier.
So you should be.
Danny.
What?
I do love you, you know.
What?
We'll be all right.
What's brought this on?
You and me and Stevie, that's what matters, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is.
That's why we're doing this, isn't it?
There's nothing to be ashamed of, T.
I know there isn't.
Well, then. Enough said.
Mm. Oi, Soph!
Okay.
Oh. Aren't you up yet?
Danny. What time is it?
9:29.
Shit. Give me a minute, okay?
Fair enough.
Oh, Lewis.
What?
Oh, God. Well, come on, move. It's 9:30.
Eight?
Oh, Christ, what was that stuff you gave me last night?
Come back to bed.
Lewis?
Ow!
Shift yourself, I've got work to do.
Okay, I'm going. How long do you want me out the way?
Oh, God, Louis, I don't know.
Only, well, if I'm out all day, I might need to cash some checks.
Right, there's money in my wallet. Take what you need.
Ta?
Bugger off, okay? I'll tell reception I want some coffee. Very strong and very rapido. This is going to be a difficult morning.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying Tina's naive, not really. She's trusting, that's all. Thing is, you don't expect it, do you? You don't think, hey, up, there's a nurse at the door, I better ride the baby.
So, I mean, if you'd been looking after Stevie...
I was in battling.
Yeah, but, I mean, let's say, if you were, you'd have fallen for the same story.
Well, I don't know about that.
Why not?
I'm a bloke, aren't I?
Oh, yes, I was forgetting.
She wouldn't have dared pull a stunt like that on me.
But Tina's more trusting.
That's her nature.
Yeah, more easily led.
Now you're putting words in my mouth.
Well, actually, I'm not, Danny. I'm quoting what you told the Mirror.
I wouldn't believe all that if I were you.
What caused the breakup?
There was no breakup.
But Tina went to her parents.
It was no big deal.
And you stayed at the flat.
It was all mutual.
You see, I think this is interesting, Danny. I mean, your baby boy has been abducted, and clearly the worst nightmare for a young couple. And the next day, Tina goes to her mum's, and as far as I can tell, you don't have much to do with each other until Steve is found.
I wouldn't put it like that.
Well, how would you put it?
She didn't need the aggro.
Well, you'd had an argument.
Not us, you lot. You reporters at the door day and night. It was no place for Tina, the state she was in.
And what state was that?
She was devastated, of course. We both were.
But you didn't go with her?
Someone had to deal with the press.
You gave an awful lot of interviews.
I wanted my kid back. What else was I supposed to do? Round up a posse and go after him?
Did you find talking helped?
So we got Stevie back, didn't we?
No, I mean, personally. Did it help to talk to people about what happened?
Suppose it must have.
But you couldn't talk to Tina?
Hardly.
Why not?
She was at her mum's, wasn't she?
Excuse me.
Go away.
Oh, well, that might be difficult. You're sitting on my clothes.
You should not leave them lying around.
All the same, do you mind if I dry myself?
If you must.
Thank you. Hasn't your mother warned you about taking towels from strange men?
You're not a strange man. You're a friend of Sophie.
I hope you're not trying to impress me.
I saw you last night, very drunk. I'm Maria. I babysit.
Well, small world.
Here it is. Why are you staring at me?
I'm admiring your beauty. You don't mind me saying that, do you?
Why should I mind? I know I am beautiful. People tell me. It's no secret.
Well, where I come from, we guard our secrets. We call it modesty. It's deeply overrated.
Yes.
Look, what say I buy you a drink?
No.
Or you can buy me one. I'm very liberal.
I am waiting for a friend.
Well, later then. Tonight.
With Sophie?
No. With us.
Why?
Well, why not? I mean, if we're being candid, you were the one who was looking.
When?
Just now, when I was in the water.
I look at lots of people.
Oh, I see.
I am waiting for my friend.
Well, then, my mistake.
You can wait with me, if you like.
They treat her like she's 6 years old.
Who?
Tina's parents. I'll never get her looking. Like when Tina was carted off to Wilmslow, that was Laura's idea. She made the arrangements. It's a great one for arrangements, is Laura. And Robert. He's as bad. They don't reckon I'm capable of looking after her.
Well, she doesn't need looking after, then.
You know what really gets me? Like, I don't blame Tina for what happened, but then it's my fault for not being there. Like, me being in Batley working my ass off is some kind of unforgivable sin.
What, is that what they said?
Nobody actually said it. No, they didn't need to. I mean, they make assumptions. That's what it is. OK, so I mucked about a bit when I was younger.
Really?
Well, we all get into trouble when we're younger. Put all that behind me. Only try telling them that.
What kind of, trouble are we talking about?
Oh, you know, the usual thing. A pair of boots and too much lager. Nobody's perfect. It's not like I've been banged up. Well, only the once yonks back, but that hardly counts.
Well, you've been to prison?
I wouldn't call it prison, exactly.
Well, what would you call it?
You're a nosy cow, aren't you?
It's my job.
I shouldn't be telling you any of this.
Look, do you want me to turn off the tape?
Nah, you're all right. Laura and Robert, they reckon I'm 2 bricks short of a shithouse. It's about time I had my say. Actually, I've got this theory about teenage delinquency. I'll tell you all about it, if you like. It's all to do with wish fulfilment, you see.
Here's my friend, Christina.
Hi. Thanks for waiting.
Ah, the tragic mother.
We've been round the market, haven't we, Stevie?
You buy something nice?
Oh, no, there's no point, is there? All our food's laid on. Oh, hello.
This is Louis.
Hi there.
Sophie's friend.
Really?
Well, more of a business associate, actually.
I will put Stevie in the shade.
Yeah, if you like.
Ooh. Heavy boy. We'll hide him under the rug.
Oh, this is really good of you, Maria. You could have had the afternoon off.
I am being paid.
The trouble with Danny, once he starts talking, there's no way of stopping him. Hope Sophie's got more patience than I have.
I ought to be going.
All right, you are, then.
Yeah, I've got to meet someone at Harry's bar. It's a bit of a bore, really. I'll probably be there all afternoon. Certainly till about 8.
I see.
Yes. Well, then. Bye, then.
Bye.
Maria?
Goodbye.
Ah. Right.
He seems very pleasant.
I think not.
Don't you?
Not pleasant, but a nice bum.
Really? I didn't notice.
Here, for you.
What is it?
A present. Come on, open it.
Oh, thanks.
They're the best leather from Lisboa. Put them on.
It's all sandy.
Sand won't hurt.
I don't know what to say.
They fit?
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
I tried your shoes.
I'm sorry.
I find we have the same feet.
Look, I can't take these.
Well, I want you to have them.
They must have cost a fortune. You're too generous.
What is money?
Well, thanks.
No problem. We're friends now.
Are you sure Stevie's all right down there?
Leave him.
What?
He's sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose you're right.
You must not be scared.
Who said I was scared?
You lose your baby, you find him. Now it is natural. You're scared to lose him again. But this is not good.
I don't know what you mean.
I will tell you about my father. When I was a baby, he loved me very much. He was always holding me and playing. But also a very careless man. One day he threw me high in the air, too high. I hit my skull on the ceiling.
God, that must have hurt.
I was in hospital for 2 months. It was very serious. And my father, he could not forgive himself. My mother forgave him, and in time my grandmother also. But he never. And so he could not touch me. He could not hold me in his arms. He could not love me. Inside he loved, but only inside, only where I could not be.
That's terrible.
You must be brave to love. You're not scared.
Look, I'm sorry about your dad, but I don't see what this has got to do with me and Stevie.
It is different, but I think the same.
No, it isn't. I hold Stevie all the time. Danny says I'm too protective.
Perhaps he's right.
Look, Maria, I don't want to sound rude, but I think you've got a bloody nerve.
Oi, Jane!
Here is your man.
Not bloody time.
I only tried to help.
Yeah, well, maybe when you've got kids of your own.
Oh, we cocked up good and proper this time.
Oh, what's happened?
Sophie bleeding Harris, that's what's happened. What's the point of being honest if people are going to cut you off in mid-flow?
Maybe she's heard enough.
I don't reckon she's got a clue what she's doing.
Well, never mind. We can enjoy the sun.
You can't. She wants you up there.
Oh, right. Well, I'll leave him with you then.
Leave him?
Oh, John Bloody Major, who do you think?
You don't need to be like that.
Well, honestly, Danny, is your kid as well? And don't go wearing him out. It's getting hot down here.
What's got into her?
Who knows?
Mind of her own.
She's right, though. We'll go back now. Fiesta time.
What?
Come along.
Okay. Let's go through this one more time.
If you like.
So, the first thing that happened, she walked into your house and told you off because you hadn't had breakfast.
I don't really bother with breakfast. Anyway, Danny had had all the eggs before he set off.
Then she forced you to drink a glass of milk.
Yeah.
But you don't like milk.
It makes me heave.
So why did you drink it?
She told me to, I suppose.
But, I mean, this was a complete stranger. I mean, this was someone you hadn't known 5 minutes earlier.
She was a nurse, though. That's why it happened, you see, because she was a real nurse. She wasn't just anybody.
Right. And then she took Stevie out to her car.
She said he had to be weighed.
You weren't surprised by what she was doing?
Well, it was all new to me. He was only 5 days old.
Well, you must have been devastated, you know, when you saw the car pulling away.
Yeah, I was.
What were you thinking?
There wasn't really time to think. I tried chasing after her. I must have been quite a sight.
Hysterical?
Well, upset, anyway.
Upset?
Yeah, who wouldn't be?
Look, maybe this isn't the right time to talk.
No, it's fine. I'm quite enjoying it.
Maybe we should go for a walk. Stretch our legs.
I don't want to complain, but you don't seem very interested.
No. Well,
it seems fishy to me. You had Danny up here all morning, and now it's my go and you turned off the tape.
Look, there is a reason for that. Look, the thing is, Tina, I've been listening to you for the past hour and you haven't actually said a thing.
Yes, I have.
No, I'm afraid you haven't. I mean, nothing I don't already know.
That's not my fault. I don't set the question.
Well, just relax, OK? Just open up a little.
I'm telling you what happened.
But you're not telling me how you felt about any of it. You're not giving me your story. I'm paying you for your story, Tina.
I don't know what you want me to say.
Oh, I want you to talk to me. That's all. I want you to be honest with yourself.
I've got nothing to hide.
Well, then, where's the problem? All right. Let's try again, shall we?
Here we go, then. Oh, sorry, I didn't realise you
were... It's okay, I am not shy.
No, so it seems.
I love the sun. I love the way it burns.
Right, well, you carry on, love. I've made your cocktail. Siesta Semtex, I call it. Fancy a jarful?
Yes, please.
Whoops. There you go.
Thank you.
Bottoms up, then.
Chin chin.
Well, this is nice.
Yes, such a beautiful place.
Quite a view, that's for sure.
Sorry?
Apparently you can see Africa from here.
That is a myth.
Really?
For tourists.
Danny, I'm back.
Oh, shit.
You spilled your drink.
So I have.
There you are. What's going on?
Fancy a cocktail.
Why has she got no clothes on?
I am not modest, I fear.
Yeah, well, I think you can go now, Maria.
Okay, no problem.
See you tonight.
I am busy tonight. I'm meeting a friend. I come back tomorrow.
Actually, I think we can manage things all the same.
You're sacking me.
Well, let's say we'll let you know when you want it.
Okay, I'm paid anyway. It's no problem.
See you then.
See you.
I didn't think he'd be back so soon.
Yeah, I'll bet he didn't.
What's that supposed to mean?
And I suppose Stevie hasn't been changed.
He's asleep, he's quite happy.
I can't trust you to do anything properly.
What?
You're like a bad joke, you are.
Teen.
I don't want to talk about it.
Talk about what?
I'm going inside.
Teen? Now what have I done?
This is impossible. Yes?
Sophie, what the hell's going on?
Frank.
I thought you told me we were paying for exclusive rights.
We are.
Then how come the Realm's running a 3-page spread tomorrow morning?
What?
The life and times of Tina Hamilton as told by her devoted parents.
Frank, I knew nothing about this.
I should bloody hope you didn't.
Maureen was supposed to keep them quiet.
Maureen's a walking disaster, you know that.
Look, Frank, I'm sorry.
You will be if you don't come up with something pretty bloody spectacular. I'm not shelling out 60,000 quid for second-hand copies.
Okay. I'll sort it.
You better. Or you'll be out so fast your arse won't touch the balustrade.
Shit! What the hell are they up to?
Look, you can't come storming in here.
Have you forgotten who's paying for this villa?
You'll wake the baby.
Stop the baby! This is an act of barefaced betrayal.
There's no point taking it out on us. We're not responsible for what Robert does.
Maybe it's time you made yourself responsible, because I'll tell you this. Either you start giving me something worth printing, or you can kiss goodbye to your 60,000 payout.
You can't do that.
I won't have a choice.
We told you our side of things.
I'm sorry, but you haven't. So far, all I've got are gormless clichés and self-serving drivel. In fact, it's quite impressive if you think about it. I wouldn't have thought it was possible for two people to go through a whole catalogue of traumatic disaster and not actually experience anything.
You winding me up?
I suppose it requires a particular kind of stupidity, does it? A mindlessness most people can only dream of.
If you're going to be abusive, I think you should leave.
Life is not polite, you stupid bitch.
That's enough of that.
It's not. Life's messy and rude and it farts at the dinner table. And that's what makes it interesting. Don't you see that? Neat and tidy is not interesting.
What do you want from us?
Look, I've brought a bottle of wine. Let's have a drink and think about this.
You're lucky I'm still here. Another half an hour and you'd have missed me.
Now Sophie will miss you.
Actually, you're doing her a favour.
I am?
Yes, you're keeping me from under her feet. She's a very busy woman, is our Soph.
Yours.
Sorry?
Your Soph, not mine.
No, right. Well, do you come here often?
Your English is very good.
What?
Now I suppose you will ask me if I have perhaps a place nearby?
Oh, taking the piss.
Ask me something interesting.
Okay, then. Why did you show up?
I was bored.
Ah, right.
Life here is dull. People live in the same town all their lives. They say they are happy, but there is no adventure, no danger.
Ah, yes, danger.
My father would like me to marry, be a wife for somebody, and have children. And let them sit on his knee and call him Grandpa. This is all he wants. He said to me, the day my mother died, he said, Maria, you are my life now. What life is that? Now I do not see him.
What, never?
Not for 2 years. I see my cousins. They tell me how he is.
2 years is a long time.
I will see him before I leave.
Where are you going?
America. I will go when I finish college. I will teach children, or I will sell vacuum cleaners. I will not sit around waiting for death. Death comes like that. There's no point in waiting.
We have children in England, you know.
No, England is too...
modest?
Cold.
Ah, you sound like Sophie. She used to talk about moving somewhere warm and wonderful, and then she discovered designer thermal.
Really? How interesting.
Another vigno?
No more drink. I must eat.
Right. I saw a nice little restaurant down by the harbour. Not a sardine inside.
Okay. And then we go to the beach.
What? This time of night?
The beach at night is very beautiful. I will show you.
That's the last of the siesta Semtex, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear. That's a pity.
Can we go to bed now?
No, wait. Right. I think we're almost there.
It's 1:30.
No, no. Listen, you like this. Now, I'm being a touch creative here, but what if... I mean, let's say you and Danny split up just before Stevie is born. I mean, like, major bust-up, irreconcilable.
What?
You can't write that.
No. Right, hear me out. The point is... Right, through no fault of your own, you've been driven apart by Robert and Laura. I mean, they've never liked you, Danny, have they? And there's that time you were in prison. We could make a lot of that.
Tammy's never been to prison.
He was on remand, though. That's good enough.
When were you on remand?
Long time ago.
You never said.
By the time Steve is born, your lives are in tatters. Tina, you're stuck in Wimslow, surrounded by Lucasade kindness, and Danny... You're wrecking bus shelters and screwing your way through the female staff of the local building society. But, and this is the pièce de résistance, Stevie's abduction, which could so easily have torn you further apart, actually brings you back together. Out of adversity springs hope. It's like a test from God, a test from which you both emerge grown and triumphant. What do you say?
I don't think my parents would be very happy.
Serve them right. They never liked me.
Well, the beauty of all this is that we'll be countering what they've told the Daily Realm. We'll be putting the record straight.
Yeah, we won't be, though. What you're saying, none of it's true.
Maybe not entirely.
Not at all.
But we're not talking about truth, Tina. We're talking about a 60,000 buy-up.
But all the same, what would people think?
They'll be filled with admiration.
You reckon?
Of course. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll put together some rough copy. Then tomorrow morning you can read it over and see what you think. No obligations.
Fair enough, then.
I mean, real life and a happy ending. I mean, what more can we ask for?
I'm not saying she's all bad. Far from it. Sometimes she makes me feel like excess baggage.
Here is good. Nice and quiet.
She's older than me. That's the problem.
I think you shouldn't talk about Sophie.
No, sorry. Bad form.
Talk is useless. You love or you don't love. You take or you leave. Simple.
Only it were.
We shall have sex now, yes?
You don't pull your punches, do you?
It's what we want.
Well, I suppose it is.
People should take what they want.
Well then, happy birthday.
Yes! Gotcha!
What do you think?
Yeah, well, it's certainly creative.
The readers will love it. Young love fighting back against the tyranny of the small-minded. You could be on the threshold of major celebrity.
I thought it was supposed to be about Stevie.
It is, of course.
You hardly even mentioned the abduction.
I like it. Makes us sound sort of heroic.
Thanks.
That bit's a lie for a start.
Which bit?
My dad never spanked me. That's laughable.
Oh, come on, Tina. You told me that yourself.
Yeah, when I was 6 years old. Not when I told him I was pregnant.
I thought a little bit of spice.
You make him sound like some sort of pervert.
I always have my suspicions.
Look, I'm sorry. You're not printing this.
Tina, why are you being so unreasonable?
I couldn't live with myself.
I suggest you read this before you decide where your loyalties lie.
What is it?
A fax of the front page of this morning's Daily Realm. I think it might change your mind. Thanks for the toast and coffee, Danny. Let me know when she's come to her senses.
She's doing her best, teen. And you heard what she said. Major celebrity. That means Tilly. Oh, teen. What's wrong, love? I see.
How could you, Mum? How could you say those things?
Christine, darling, we're as upset as you are.
You make me sound stupid.
That's not what we said, honestly. We said nothing about low intelligence. The journalist made that up. You know, we'd never do anything to hurt you.
But you have, though, haven't you?
Well, perhaps we've all been a little naive.
Yeah, and gullible, hey? And easily manipulated and incapable of making sensible decisions.
Those weren't our words.
Yeah, well, they are now, aren't they?
Now, Christine, pull yourself together. There's a lesson to be learned here.
Well, you better talk slowly in case I can't keep up.
I know you're a bit upset, but it's important you keep a clear head. You want to be very careful what you say to that journalist woman. You mustn't let her twist your words.
Mustn't?
It's important you don't let her take advantage.
Are you telling me what to do?
You can learn from our experience.
But just because you buggered up doesn't mean I have to.
Christine, that's enough.
I'll tell her what I'm bloody like! I'll tell her what you tried to do to Stevie! That'll give you something to moan about!
You don't know what you're saying!
I know, all right! It's my own child, Mum! You tried to murder my child!
Christine, now you listen to me!
No, I've had enough of it! Do you hear?
That's telling her.
And you can shut up!
What?
They hate me!
Join the club.
Why do they hate me?
Come on now, don't get things out of perspective.
Kid.
Of course you aren't.
Stop treating me like one.
Stevie's ready.
What's she doing here?
I thought I'd take Stevie down the beach, give you a bit of time to yourself.
I'm not ill.
We all need a bit of space now and again. See you later, eh?
I think perhaps we go to the shops and buy a picnic.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Wait! Wait!
Oh, do my back, will you?
You're still talking to me, then?
Loads on the shoulders. I don't want to burn.
I suppose I owe you some sort of explanation. I met a friend, you see.
More on my neck.
The man with the blow? Made a night of it. Passed out on his couch.
Louis, it doesn't matter.
I thought you might be concerned.
We don't own each other.
Well, I'd be concerned if you buggered off all night.
That's your hang-up, not mine. I'm your bloody mother.
No, quite. Not anybody's mother.
Oh, don't start all that nonsense again.
Okay, maybe nonsense to you, Soph, but we could at least talk about it.
Look, I'm sure it's dreadfully wrong of me. I'm sure I ought to be aching to drop a litter of little Sophies on an unsuspecting world, but, you know, I just don't function like that. I'm sorry. That makes me a bad person.
No, you aren't.
Christ, why do you always bring this up when you're feeling guilty?
I want a word with you.
Oh, Tina! Hi there.
I want to talk.
Look, do you mind coming back at a more convenient time?
No, I want to talk now.
Oh, is this going to be worth my while?
Yeah, it is.
Right. Well, we'll go up to my room.
Not here. At the villa. I'll be waiting.
Well, well, this looks a bit more promising.
She said she'd wait.
Well, this is business, Louis. Wait is a four-letter word. See you later.
You think I'm a joke, don't you?
Of course I don't.
I don't blame you. My mum and dad reckon I'm brain damaged. My bloke gets the hots for any little tart who'll copy my knifeful. I'm a regular bloody education, me.
I see.
They had it all planned, you know. Danny and my dad. The day Stevie was taken, they locked themselves in the kitchen with cans of beer and pads of paper. They worked out what was worth selling to the highest bidder and what was best shoving under the carpet. We had a sort of agreement. I kept my side of the bargain. Only everybody else has turned into rent-a-gob. Now, you can't tell me that's fair.
Well, I'm sure it isn't.
So, you want a good story, do you? Something nice and juicy? Well, OK, then. Turn on your tape and I'll tell you what's really been happening. All the gory details.
Oh, right. If you're sure.
I am.
Well, then, fire away.
I want to make love.
Big surprise.
I want to lie in the sun and devour you.
Who's that a paddle, eh?
But we're going to have to shake off laughing, boy.
Daddy's little baby in a big bad sea. Whoops!
He will be sick so soon after eating.
He's my kid, I know what I'm doing.
Of course.
Well, maybe you could chuck me the bib. Better safe than sorry.
I think so.
You know, when you mentioned the beach, Maria, I didn't realise we'd be having company.
Lewis is my friend.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Look, is there some sort of problem here?
No, of course not.
Then everything is hunky.
Time for some beer, I reckon.
This heat is killing me.
Actually, we were thinking of stopping.
Are you?
Yeah, we're thinking of taking a swim.
But you go, please.
It was just an idea.
No, please. We will stay here. Me and Louis.
You trying to get rid of me?
Yes.
I see. Well, if that's what you want.
Oh.
His bottle's in the blue bag.
You're leaving Stevie.
It's what you're getting paid for. That's why you're here.
I suppose.
Right then. I'll be up at Harry's. Catch you later.
I don't believe this.
It's no problem.
What?
Me and Stevie, we know each other. Oh, poor little boy. There. Tina and Danny, they do not deserve babies. I see the English papers, I know things. The woman who stole Stevie, she was a good woman. She looked after him, gave him love and care. She did not leave him on a beach with strangers.
No, I'm sure she didn't.
You're laughing at me.
No, not at all.
Today is our baby. Say hello to Papa, Stevie.
Maria.
There, he's smiling.
He seemed to have a knack.
We will take him to see my father.
Your father?
A nice surprise for him.
Look, I'm not sure this is such a good idea.
I think it is. These people, we must teach them a lesson. Come on.
Maria.
Come on.
I never meant to get pregnant. Normally I'm careful, but after 10 lager tops, safe sex sort of jumps out the window. All that fiddling about, it's much easier to lie back and let nature guide you. Well, so I thought. I'm 20 years old, what do I want with a baby? I was going to get rid of it, you know.
Really?
Well, it was Mum's idea, actually. She took me to a clinic. You don't get pregnant like that, you see. Not nice girls like me. Not until you're nicely married.
Why didn't you go through with it?
I was too far gone.
I see.
By the time I got round to telling anyone what had happened, it was too late to do anything about it.
But Danny stood by you.
You could say that. We never met at Charlie's, you know. That was a lie. We met round the back of Piccadilly Station. I was waiting for a bus home and he just sort of appeared. He said I had a nice smile and did I fancy a chip. Well, I thought he was some sort of nutter. But then he said no, it wasn't like that. He said we'd met before, he'd seen me in the building society. You remember, he said. But I didn't. I mean, you meet someone new every 10 seconds in my job. But he seemed friendly enough and he wasn't throwing up in the gutter. So I thought, well, what the hell? So we shared a bag of chips and had a quick shag in the car park.
I see.
I never thought I'd see him again. But we kept bumping into each other. Danny reckons it was fate.
Oh, but you don't.
Things happen, that's all. I mean, life's just a string of accidents as far as I can see. You know, when that woman took Stevie, I mean, I shouldn't say this really, but in a way, I was relieved. I was back at home in my old bed and my mum and dad were making a fuss on me and I was thinking, well, this isn't so bad. I mean, if the worst comes to the worst... He was only a few days old. It wasn't like I'd had time to get used to him. It frightened me thinking like that. I do love him, you know.
Well, no one's doubting that, Tina.
I want to. I mean, he's my kid. He's part of me. He's a tiny part of me. He deserves to be loved. I mean, it shouldn't be so difficult. Danny loves him, and Stevie's not even his kid.
Isn't he?
He's just a first reserve.
My God.
Now I've shocked you.
What about the station car park?
The damage was already done by then.
My God. How does Danny feel about this?
He pretends he doesn't know. Stevie's real dad's called Brian. He lives in Carlisle. We met on a computer course in Leicester.
Oh, you're full of surprises, aren't you?
Maybe I am.
Are you sure you want me to print this?
Why? Isn't it good enough for you?
It's dynamite.
Well, then. I mean, my dad's already told the world I'm a witless tart. What have I got to lose?
Fair enough. So, tell me all about Brian.
How much further?
Nearly there.
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Of course.
I mean, there's not just Stevie to think about, is there?
Stevie's happy, aren't you, Stevie?
Oh, I'm not stupid, Maria. If this is your car, how come we had to hotwire it?
Oh, Louis, you're such a warrior. Relax, enjoy the view.
I must be out of my mind.
Well,
Oh, I'm completely knackered.
Me too.
Do you know, I think you're being very courageous.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, truly. I mean, and that's what other people will think as well.
Well, they can think what they like.
Tea!
Look, do you want me to speak to Danny?
Why?
Well, I shouldn't think he'll be best pleased.
I can handle Danny.
Evening, girls. Sorted out your differences, have you?
You could say that.
Right, then. Cue for a party.
Where's Stevie?
Well, I don't know, do I?
Of course you do.
He's with Maria.
What?
Aren't they back yet?
Afraid not.
Should have been here hours ago.
You stupid git!
Tea?
Where's my baby?
I'm gone.
How could you, Danny? Don't you learn anything?
Look, I'm sure there's nothing to worry about.
Yeah, let's not overreact.
Give me the car keys.
She's probably just taking him for a walk.
I said, give me your car keys. I'm sick of being pissed about.
Don't you think you ought to go after her?
Yeah, I suppose. She hasn't passed the test. Look, do you want me to drive?
You're in no fit state.
What, and you are? Tina, for Christ's sake!
I'll never forgive you if anything happens to Stevie.
Maria's a nanny. She's not a bloody child abductor.
How do you know that?
Be sensible.
How do you know anything?
Let's go back to the villa. Maybe they've shown up.
I knew this had happened.
You heard what the police said, Tina. It's too early to start jumping to conclusions.
There was something about her. I could tell. Don't look at me like that.
I'm not.
Well, don't. I know what I know.
Maria, wait a minute. Maria!
Come on, bastardo!
I don't get this.
Oh, poor Stevie. Poor baby.
What's got into your father? I thought you said he liked babies.
I made a mistake. We must go now.
Maria!
We must go. Stevie is restless. We will go to your hotel.
Is that wise?
Wise?
What about the kid?
I will feed him, then he will sleep.
It's getting dark. People might start wondering where he is.
If you're scared, no problem. I will go home. That is what you want.
You know it isn't.
Good. We go to your room then.
This is getting ridiculous. Where are they?
Look, I'm sure there's a rational explanation.
You said that 4 hours ago.
Well, there's nothing to be gained by assuming the worst.
It's a pity you can't say that without looking so pleased with yourself. This is great for you, isn't it? This is a real bloody bonus.
Look, if you'd rather be on your own...
When I get my hands on that little cow, I'm going to do something really evil.
Yeah, I'll bet. You've been dying for an excuse.
What's that supposed to mean?
Only you're wasting your time. Lewis beat you to it.
Lewis? Where does Lewis fit in?
What's wrong with you, Sophie? For a journalist, you're not very observant, are
what?
You? And people call me bloody naive.
Are you telling me Lewis is with Maria?
They did seem a bit friendly on the beach.
I've seen his sort before.
Shit. Look, I think I'd better... I'll let you know if I hear anything.
That's given us something to think about.
You make me sick, you know that.
Oh, Christ's sake, Tina, never touch Maria.
Well, touching's not your strong point, is it? No, you just gave her our baby.
What? And you're so perfect, aren't you? It wasn't me who handed our kid over to the first basket case to come knocking at our door.
You know that's not how it happened.
Isn't it?
She was a nurse.
And how did you know that? Did you ask to see her ID?
That's not fair.
I mean, we're all born with a bit of common sense, aren't we? Only yours is like Sunday best, only for use on special occasions.
She was wearing a badge.
You're such a pushover, team.
Oh, that's rich coming from you. At least I didn't pour out my heart to any hag reporter who'd stand me around.
I was looking after my own.
Yeah, you were doing that, all right. You're good at looking after your own.
I've stood by you, haven't I? I've put up with the screaming fits and the sulky silences and the all-night vigils. I mean, who's been plying you with sweet tea while you've been camping out by the caddy cup?
Well, now what do you want, a medal?
Do you know when we last slept together? Do you? 8 weeks, 5 days, that's when. 8 weeks, 5 sodding days. I'm turning into a novice bloody priest.
Is that really all that matters to you? A crate of beer and an easy shag and you're happy?
I'm not saying that.
You haven't got a clue what's actually been happening. You haven't for 1 second tried to understand.
And how am I supposed to do that, team, when I need a written note from your parents before I'm allowed near you? He's my kid and all, you know.
Yeah, but he isn't, though, is he?
What?
We both know that.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm fed up pretending.
Stevie's my kid.
Don't be stupid.
We'd only known each other 7 months.
Yeah, but he was premature, wasn't he?
Premature. 8 pounds, 9 ounces. You only had to look at him. You only had to open your eyes.
What are you saying these things?
Because they're true.
I know who my own kid is.
You know nothing, Danny. You don't want to know. If you had the slightest interest in me, you'd have asked about Stevie's dad months ago.
You stop this nonsense right now.
And what are you so afraid of?
You're upset. That's it. You don't know what you're saying.
No, Danny. I'm well aware of what I'm saying. And so are you. You just don't want to listen.
Come on, old mate. Enough of that. We'll soon have you back where you belong.
Maria! We ought to be getting out of here.
You boys, always in a hurry.
It's called covering your rear end. Not something you know a lot about, I grant you.
Look what I've found. It suits me, yes?
That belongs to Sophie.
She has more dresses. She's a rich woman.
That's hardly the point.
I have an idea.
Yeah, there's been a few of those floating around today.
We will go away together.
What?
It is not impossible. You love me. You said so.
Did I?
Just now, when we made love.
Yes, well...
I know it will not be forever, maybe only a few weeks, maybe a few days. I don't mind.
What about Sophie?
Oh, you do not love Sophie.
Actually, I do.
I don't think so. You are excess baggage. You told me.
Yes, well...
We will be happy together, like babies.
It's not really quite that simple.
I thought as much.
Sophie... we were wondering where you got to.
I hope you appreciate the havoc you've caused. We've got half the local polizia looking for you lot.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. You'll have to do better than that, Louis. She's wearing my dress.
Stevie threw up on her shirt.
Oh, I'm not an idiot.
No, right.
Can I have it back, please?
What?
My dress. I'll have it back if it's all the same to you. Louis, kindly give this young lady her clothes.
Yes, right.
So much fuss.
Sorry about this.
Oh, for Christ's sake, she doesn't want apologies. Why can't you keep it in your trousers for 5 bloody minutes?
It's not his fault.
What?
It's not right to blame Louis.
Look, just piss off, OK? Take your sanctimonious smirk and just piss off.
You want me to leave Stevie?
No, I want you to take Stevie back where he belongs. And I suggest you think of a pretty watertight story, because his father is under the impression he's going to kick you into the back end of next week.
People, such ideas.
So, how long has this been going on?
A couple of days.
You don't stand on ceremony, do you?
I meant to tell you.
I don't want to be bloody told. I thought we understood each other. Not on my patch, not shoved in my face. We had an agreement, Louis.
No, you had the agreement. All I've got is an overnight bag.
Don't be clever.
Or did you come running when I get your call?
I don't remember calling, Louis. You turned up unannounced, remember?
I see. Right, well...
Now what are you doing?
I mustn't overstay my welcome. Besides, quite frankly, I'm getting a bit fed up of being in your gang.
God, don't be so childish.
Why should you make all the rules, just because you're bigger than me?
Look, this is not what I need right now. I've got 3 hours of raw copy to knock into shape.
Well, don't let me get in your way.
Louis! Oh, God. Louis! Oh, shit.
Got in touch with Brian, you know. I'm sure he'd have been very honourable, but he wasn't really my type. His feet stank. I only slept with him because that seemed to be what you did at computer conferences.
I don't want to know this.
And then you came along, and I thought, why not? I thought you'd realise what was going on, but you didn't. So I used you.
Don't say that.
It's the easy way out.
We love each other, don't we?
So you say.
Why make a fuss? Water under the bridge.
Is it?
A bloody time.
You came back.
Oi! Oh, where do you think you're going? You stop right there, girl. I want to know what you think you're up to.
I don't want fast.
I asked you a question.
Please, my arm!
Danny, leave her.
You aren't dumping our kid on the doorstep and buggering off into the night. I'm not having it, you understand?
Okay, okay, please.
Well, I'm all ears.
I went to see my father.
You what?
I had not seen him for so long. I thought he would be pleased.
There's something seriously wrong with you, girl.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
No, it bloody isn't.
Danny, why don't you go into the house? I'll talk to Maria.
I don't get this.
Just do it.
I'll take Stevie, then.
No, Stevie's fine. We'll be in a minute.
This is stupid, team. It's hardly the time for girls talk.
I'm pissed off with you, Maria.
I know.
Didn't you stop to think? Have you any idea what we've been going through?
I made a mistake. I'm sorry. It is all mistakes.
Yeah, well...
My father, he thought it was my baby. He would not let me into the house.
I'm sorry.
He said I was a whore. The love has gone, buried away. I am not lovable.
I'm sure that's not true.
Oh, yes, I know this. You must hate me.
I don't hate you, Maria. I feel sorry for you.
I don't need your pity.
You don't need anything, do you? You're lonely being so brave. Come on, Stevie. Come on, say goodbye to the nice lady.
Oh, I am sorry.
Yeah. You already said.
Oi, mister. Is this seat taken?
Yes.
Tough.
You know, on a good day, you can see Africa from here.
Is that a fact?
Well, obviously not at 2 o'clock in the morning. Good day or otherwise. Aren't you cold?
How did you find me?
Perseverance.
I'm surprised you can spare the time.
It's in the bag.
Oh, you got yourselves, did you?
Yeah, one of them. Louis, I've been thinking.
Have you?
It's going to have to stop.
What is?
This urge of yours to screw everything that moves.
Bad.
Well, why the hell should I put up with it? I don't screw every little boy that takes my fancy.
Only because you're too busy.
That's not the reason.
You screwed Frank, didn't you?
That was different.
Was it?
Well, you started it, Louis. You and bloody Maureen.
Right, then. As long as we know whose fault it is.
Oh, God. Oh, what are we like? What the hell are we going to do?
I wish I knew what you wanted of me.
Well, I don't want anything of you. I want you. I want you, that's all. Can't that be enough?
Don't pick him up.
Why not?
He wants to sleep. Come on.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll pack our bags and go home. Sophie can stuff for 60,000 quid.
You've changed your tune.
OK, so maybe Stevie isn't my kid, but no one's going to know that, are they? As long as we keep it to ourselves.
What?
I'm not saying I'm overjoyed by what you've done, but, well, given time, I reckon I'll come to terms with it.
That's very big of you.
I'm trying to forgive you, girl.
I haven't asked to be forgiven.
Maybe it's time you did.
I'm not saying you don't mean well. I'm sure everybody means well, but that's not the point. I used to think that as I got older, people would stop trying to make me decisions for me. But the fact is that some people will always take charge as long as you're prepared to let them. It's like when that nurse turned up out of the blue and started ordering me about, I had a feeling she was up to no good. But I've been brought up to trust people. I've been brought up to believe that everybody else knew best. It's laughable, really. The only person in the whole world I never placed trust in is myself. Why is that?
I like looking after you. I'm not complaining about it.
I don't want to be looked after. I've got a child in there.
Our child?
No, my child. I'm sorry.
What are you saying?
You won't change, will you?
Why should anything change?
You make me feel like I'm 2 foot tall.
Now you're just being stupid.
I'm not saying we can't still see each other.
So what are you going to do? Go back to mummy and daddy? Oh, yeah, teen, that's very grown up of you.
You see, there you go again.
You haven't got two wet farts to love together.
I soon will have. I've been talking to Sophie.
What?
She knows everything. You, me,
Brian, everything that's happened, there's no more pretend Stanny. No more made-up stories.
You can't do that.
It's done.
Well, you can bloody undo it. It's my story as well, isn't it?
Not anymore.
What?
I'll make sure you get half the money. I don't mind about that.
I don't believe this. You're paying me off, are you? Is that it? You think you can just chuck me a bone and I'll crawl away gratefully?
I don't want to hurt you. Really, I don't.
No way, teen. I don't know what that bitch has been saying to you, but you can phone her right now and tell her where to get off.
Danny, please.
Well, go on, because I'm warning you, if you keep this up much longer, you won't see me for dust.
You're still not listening.
I'm telling you.
We make our own decisions, Danny.
Teen.
Tina.
What?
My name is Tina.
This is more like itself.
Well, I think so.
I always knew you'd come good. Oh. Baby, I learned to love. It's a great twist.
Yum, yum.
Louis!
Soph, you still there?
Yes, Frank, sorry.
What about the father?
No, he's, it's just... Tina's story. Look, Frank, I think I'm going to have to call you back.
What's going on?
I'll fax you the rest.
Sophie?
Louis!
I hope you're thinking of England.
You're so bloody naughty. Stop!
I need that story. We're talking life or death here. Sophie?
In Naked in the Sun by Bill Taylor, Sophie was played by Lorraine Ashbourne, Danny was Tom Higgins, and Tina was Julia Ford. Maria was Yolanda Vasquez, Lewis was John Lloyd Fillingham, and Frank Woods was played by Robert Whelan. Robert was John Branwell, Laura was Remy Baskerville, and the hotel clerk was Fiona Kerr. It was directed in Manchester by Michael Fox.